Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Dodge, let's start in France, where, elections are pending, and there's some concern among the market players that an anti-European Union leader in the form of Marine Le Pen might be elected. What's your view on these developments?
Well, good morning, Tuang. We are really watching François Fillon at this point. He certainly is embattled. He's a center-right candidate. He's very embattled now because it is alleged that his wife and two of his children were paid with taxpayer money to be parliamentary aides. That comes from a satirical newspaper, Le Canard Enchaîné, excuse my French. So we don't know how much reality there is behind it, but the fact that it has been raised, it does create a great deal of uncertainty. Now, Monday was a good day for him in general because, number one, his prominent rival, Alain Juppé, finally decided once and for all not to run. So that took care of one thing. And then, secondly, the Republican Party, the top party officials came out and they have agreed unanimously to keep on supporting him. So some of the uncertainty is gone. But the real uncertainty about the potential scandal is not going to go away for a while. So we've got to really watch what happens to his campaign and whether he can overcome it. We're getting within that 50-day period, so it's becoming very much more important and essential for him to cover it. We also see Nicolas Sarkozy coming back. He wants to organize a meeting with both Mr. Fillon and Mr. Juppé, who did drop out, to come up with some kind of credible way out of the situation that he says can no longer last. So there's some real infighting going on, and this is a party we're going to watch and how it shakes out over the next 20 days.
George, what does all this mean? How important is France to the whole EU equation, and how high a possibility do the markets peg to the possibility of France leaving the Union?
A very high possibility that the elections will come out as a surprise one way or another, but not as high a possibility that will lead to an additional exit or, a demise of the European Union. I mean, you really are going to be watching Germany and their trade balance. There are a lot of other things that are going on at the same time. But right now, the concern that's in the market is much more towards the election and not the end consequences to the European Union. We're not there yet, but I suspect that that's going to come to the fore within the next 30 days. Before the election, definitely, but some, and before we really know who the winner is going to be. But really, if Le Pen comes out and looks like the real winner, then yes, it becomes much more of a concern before the election.
Okay, crossing the pond to your neck of the woods, Dodge, and America's jobs report coming out on Friday. It's the last piece of major data before the Fed meets at its meeting. What's your expectations on that front?
Non-farm payrolls, we expect to be a little bit weaker. We expect to be around 195,000 versus 227,000 previously. The unemployment rate probably will drop to 4.7 from the previous 4.8. That's good. The average hourly earnings, now this will be interesting. We suspect that the forecast will be up 3% versus the previous 1%. But when you really take a look, minimum wage hikes started in January 1st. They hit many of our large states, like the state I'm in, New York and New Jersey, Florida, Michigan, California. But the January payroll data did not show any real wage inflation because of the timing and the mechanics. So you have two people saying I got a raise, and then you got the third person saying that my boss fired me to pay for their raise. So it's been a net indifference, but it does change the aspect, and it will affect what the Fed, how the Fed reacts in terms of their interest rate raises for the rest of the year.
Dodge, of course, wage growth being quite germane to the possibility of the Fed raising rates. But at this point in time, a March increase for interest rates is something in the order of about 80-85%, which is kind of like a foregone conclusion. Is that something you agree with?
Yes. With fresh job number coming out on Friday, unless there is a major shock, nothing will cause the Fed to change course. A March hike from the Fed looks like a near certainty. So, yes, I agree with that. Now, when you look forward, we are now looking at much more of a likelihood to have three rises as opposed to the previous two. The June Fed policy meeting is seen to, that is almost up to a 40-50% chance of having an increase. The lack of conviction among investors that have stalled the recent rises in the greenback and the U.S. sovereign debt yields is coming to the fore. We suspect that June will be important, and we also suspect September will be the third rise. So it's now innocent until proven guilty. Unless something of a real surprise occurs, we do expect three, March, June, September.
Do we therefore take it as a given that the dollar index will continue to rise?
Yes, but it will be delayed until there is the conviction, until we see the actual right raises. Yes, we do expect it to raise, but it'll be a little bit behind the actual increases.
Dodge, let's switch to oil prices. And, of course, we've seen supplies increase and, you know, testing oil prices. I think we've seen West Texas run about in the region of $52 a handle. What's your view of the oil markets as we stand right now?
Well, the recovery in the U.S. drilling activity, yes, it will drive up particularly shale oil production in the second half of this year. It will offset a portion of the recent oil price gains. We therefore expect the average oil prices for the whole year to be below those in January and February. And as we said a couple of weeks ago, there's a real battle between the decrease in production over in your side of the world, your side of the pond, versus the increase of our activity and production. And so it's going to be a fight. Now, it becomes more of a commodity trade in terms of the market, but in terms of the actual prices, we are seeing that U.S. crude prices will be going up and will be somewhat offsetting the decrease in production that we're seeing on your side of the pond.
Okay, and Donald Trump, always in the news. He's done a lot of things. I think most recently his discussions on the cyber hacking and border taxes. What's your sense of Trump's narrative in terms of his impact to markets and the economy this past week?
Well, first of all, our fundamentals, the fundamentals across the world still look fine. And we have an improving economy. We have a strong labor market. We have modest inflation. We have low interest rates, and we have decent corporate earnings. What is really coming to the fore now is potential political instability, and that becomes a wild card. Our country undergoes this kind of revolution every 50 to 100 years, and it goes back to Thomas Jefferson. Right now, it's not enough to say that President Trump is off to a rocky start. Yes, he is, but we have to watch his temperament, and that may become a serious issue. But his ability to create success out of this, that will be the test. But from a fundamental point of view, what is still driving our markets is the fact that our economy, et cetera, are very strong, and it's going to take more to upset the trend of the our markets to the upside.
Dodge, what are the the two extremes of the constitutional crisis that you just highlighted?
What are the two extremes? Well, he is governing in a way that Washington has not been accustomed to. Washington has grown quite accustomed to status quo for a long time. He's upsetting the cart. He has done this in business. He's been very successful in the business some time ago in terms of New York City and our skating rink and having it come under budget and within time. So there is a real battle going on between the how to get to the results and the actual results. and we're working through that. And so far, he has been able to set a very high standard, and then he drives the right now our country towards as high a possible standard as he can achieve. It's not easy, and there's a lot of other stuff going on. But again, as long as our economy continues to improve and show stability from an economic point of view, he has a real chance to transition the economy to a real growth cycle.
Dodge, thank you. That was Dodge Dolan, the Chief Investment Officer for Lando & Fuse Capital Managers out of New York City, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.